Ecclesiastes 7:19. While you get there, I'll read a passage from James chapter 1 and verse 5. The Word of God is replete, means it's pregnant with verses on wisdom, godly wisdom. Paul told Timothy, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. As we grow in grace, and as we learn more of the truth of God's word, we should want more wisdom from God. In fact, Solomon says in the Proverbs, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now we know wisdom is defined, we'll see many ways in the Word of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is the right application of the truth of God's Word, the knowledge of God into our lives. The wisdom of God in us should be seen in our deportment, in our conduct, in our speech, in the way we lead our lives. The wisdom of God ought to be seen. It ought to be conspicuous in our lives. Now, I don't think there's any one of us that would say that we've attained as much as we want. James chapter 1 and verse 5, James says, if any of you lack wisdom, which I think we could all raise our hands, I lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And so, beloved, let us ask it of God, but then we need to be immersed in the Word of God. Now, tonight in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 19, one verse tonight, very short verse, Solomon says, wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Let's pray. Father, we ask, O Lord, for your blessing. We pray that you'd open this passage up. Teach us once again about wisdom, the wisdom of God. Father, I pray that we would possess it in our lives. Father, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the days of his flesh, he was wisdom personified. Father, you are wisdom. Father, we want the wisdom of God. Teach us, Lord. Help us that we may show forth your wisdom in the world and that it would be to your honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty princes or warriors, which are in the city, as the text says. Or wisdom is preferred and better than the combined strength of not just 10 mighty princes and warriors, but the passage here, Solomon says, more than 10 mighty men or powerful warriors or princes in the city. There is significant and supernatural safety and security to that human soul that possesses the wisdom of God. There's supernatural strength and security. 10 mighty men in the city might make the city feel secure, right? But wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men in the city. Therefore, wisdom gives a better strength to those that have it. A better strength than the strength of those 10 mighty men. 10 physically brute, strong, physically strong men. Wisdom is better than that. It's the better strength. Look at Ecclesiastes 9. Turn the page, 9:13. I've always loved this little passage. Ecclesiastes 9:13, this wisdom, Solomon says, have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. Notice, this wisdom. There was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it. He surrounded it. He built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it, that is in that city, a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth or governs among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. A great general with a massive army surrounds this little city, a city with few people in it, and one wise man defeated and delivered that city. And so we learn much about wisdom in the Word of God. So what is wisdom? Psalm 111, don't turn there. The psalmist says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you would have godly wisdom, it starts with reverence and fear of God. Job 28:28 says, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. That's one of the effects of the wisdom of God in the soul of a man or of a woman. If you possess this true wisdom spoken of by Solomon, you must first believe in God, who is wisdom, if you would possess the wisdom of God. Now, there are many wise men and women in the world, wise in a worldly sense, but they do not and cannot possess the wisdom of God unless they believe in the God who gives that wisdom. If you do not believe God, if you do not fear Him, if you do not worship, revere, and exalt God and His Word, you cannot possess this wisdom. So, what are some of the effects of the wisdom of God in the lives of those humans who are blessed to have it? What are some of the outflowings? How can we detect it? How do we see it? What do the scriptures say? Turn back to Proverbs 3 and verse 13. Do you remember a while back we talked about the lost Beatitudes? And they're not really lost, but they're not in Matthew chapter 5. There are passages in the Word of God. Psalm 32 has one. Blessed. It's wherever you see that word blessed. It's like a beatitude. It's a happy state. Well, here in Proverbs 3:13, it's a beatitude of sorts, because notice it says happy. That word means blessed. Happy or blessed is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it, that is wisdom, is better than the merchandise of silver. Wisdom, beloved, is more valuable than all the riches you could get in this world. So it's better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She, that is wisdom, is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. So you see already some of the effects of wisdom is the man that finds it is blessed. He's happy. His or her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all of their paths are peace. She is a tree of life, verse 18, to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. So wisdom, once gotten, must be kept, must be retained. Verse 19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. That is the truths of God's word. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So, beloved, once wisdom is attained, it must be kept by you. So shall they be life unto thy soul, that is wisdom and discretion, and grace unto thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence. That's the wise man or woman. Their confidence is not in themselves, but it is in the Lord. The Lord shall be thy confidence and keep thy foot from being taken. And in Proverbs 4 and verse 5, look there. Here's where Solomon says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. And so what does that tell you? Proverbs 4, 5, it tells you that you can forget it. It tells you that it's perishable if it's not attained and kept. It must be cultivated. Neither decline from the words of my mouth, Solomon says. Forsake her not, that is wisdom, and she shall preserve thee. So you see, wisdom preserves us. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. By the way, the principal thing there means the Genesis. Those three words defined in the Hebrew mean Genesis. So wisdom is your beginning. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Now, those are some very blessed effects of wisdom on the life of anyone who has it. But let's go forward now to the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me ask you a question, Christian. What did the Lord Jesus command his apostles before he sent them out by twos to preach the gospel? Do you remember he sent them out and there was a command he gave them? He told them he wanted them to be like two different species of animals. One a reptile, one a bird. He says, be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And so, brethren, that's how we need to be in the world. Now, think about this. Consider the serpent. The serpent is not strong like a horse or an ox, but the Lord called the serpent wise. The Lord did not command his apostles to be strong like horses and oxen. He commanded them to be wise as serpents. So how is a serpent wise? Think about a snake. How is a snake wise? Well, serpents are quick-sighted. They're prudent and cautious. You ever come upon a snake? Generally, they're going to slither off, and they probably see you before you saw them. They're always cautious, they're always watching, they're always careful to avoid any dangers or dangerous predators. There are many dangers in the world, beloved, to you, child of God. There are sin traps. Satan's snares are everywhere. That's why we must always be wise in our goings and in our comings. We must be wise as serpents. We must be quick-sighted. We must be aware of our surroundings. In fact, Solomon said this in Proverbs 4. You're right there. Look at verse 23. He said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now notice the caution here, and notice the prudence we'll see. He says, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Now, we need the wisdom of God to do that. Verse 25, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path, or weigh carefully the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Don't just walk foolishly into the world, thoughtlessly into the world, recklessly into the world, and fall into one of Satan's traps, or fall into a sin trap, or find yourself in a place where you shouldn't be. See, we need to be wise as serpents. So ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Beloved, if we would be wise to protect and keep ourselves from sin snares and from the trouble in the world, we must possess the wisdom of God within to strengthen our minds and our souls. If we would avoid walking thoughtlessly and recklessly and headlong into sin and wickedness in the world. You ever find yourself in a situation like that where you're going along a pace and all of a sudden you say, what am I doing here? Beloved, we need to ponder the path of our feet. In fact, Proverbs 22, 3 and 27, 12, it's verbatim, both references. Solomon says, a prudent or a wise or a cautious man or woman foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. In other words, he foresees, this is not a good path for me to go down. He's wise as a serpent. So he foresees the evil and hides himself. But the second part of that verse says, but the simple pass on and are punished. They walk right into the trap. And that shouldn't be us. And so we need this wisdom within if we would have that strength. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise. We need that strength in the inner man. In fact, in Psalm 51, just listen, David said this in Psalm 51 and verse 6. He said, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. That's what we need. We need it within. That's the strength that we need, beloved. We don't need big He-Man brute strength because the Bible says wisdom is stronger than that. The wisdom of the truth of God's word is stronger than more than 10 mighty men which are in a city. But we take false security in things that look big and strong, don't we? We go into the city and we see these big Herculean men and we feel protected. But then we go to the example of Ecclesiastes 9, where a great army surrounds a city and there's only a few men in the city, and that little city was delivered from the great army by one little poor wise man, by the wisdom that he possessed. And so wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty princes or warriors. Beloved, listen, there are many in the world today who are full of themselves, who think they can navigate the world and the dangers of this life alone without God. Let us not go into the world like that. Let us not live like that, beloved. They are physically strong, and so they trust in their own strength and abilities. They trust in their own minds. They were inwardly arrogant and full of pride. They scoff at God and think they are more capable at conquering life, and they glory and boast in their own strength and wisdom. Beloved, the world's full of people like that. They can handle this thing about life. They don't need God. But beloved, they'll find out soon enough. Proverbs 14 and verse 16. Turn to Proverbs 14, 16, and then we'll go back to the Exodus. Let me show you this. Proverbs 14, 16. Scripture says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. He walks right into danger. The fool rageth and is confident. Turn back to Exodus 9 and verse 20. Exodus 9 and verse 20. This is when the people were warned. They were warned by Moses. I believe this was the plague of hail. And in verse 20, the scripture says, he that feared the word of the Lord among Pharaoh's servants, among The servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle to flee into the houses. So there were some prudent Egyptians. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field, and so lost them. So there were even some Egyptians that were wise in that respect. See, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. And so, beloved, consider, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. There are many in the world like that. They trust in their own wisdom. They trust in their own strength. That should not be us. But let me give you an example of the strength of God's wisdom in Joseph, who, when he was a slave in Potiphar's house, you can go to Genesis 39, when he was a slave in Potiphar's house in Egypt and was tempted daily by Potiphar's wife to commit sexual sin with her, he was delivered by the wisdom of God within. Genesis chapter 39. Genesis 39. 39 and verse 7 said, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not, or he has no concerns about what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Beloved, there's the wisdom of God. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men that taketh a city. And we know what happened. She hearkened unto him every day, and she grabbed hold of him one day. And Joseph got him out of the house. Joseph was a wise man. But now consider the end of those who possess no wisdom from God, but are void of godly wisdom. Turn to Proverbs 5. Actually, Proverbs 7 and verse 6. The book of the Proverbs, 7 and verse 6. Now, when you see the word simple one here, it means naive. You know what naive means, right? Naive, foolish, silly. Here in verse 6, Solomon says, for at the window of my house, I looked through my casement. I beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a man void of understanding. Means he had no wisdom. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. Now let me just say right here, this works both ways. I mean, here it's written of the women. There are men that are just like this woman. So we need to understand that both ways. He says in verse 11, she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me this day. I have paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works of fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrhs, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves, for the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. Now, let me back you up to verse 8 really quick and look at the first mistake this young man made because he was void of wisdom. What are the first words of verse 8? Passing through the street near her corner. He shouldn't have even gone down the street. See, if he had wisdom, he'd have pondered the pass of his feet. He'd have turned around and he'd have known, this is not the place where I need to be. But he was void of wisdom. Now, verse 21, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Now listen, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many, what type of men? Strong men have been slain by her. Wrong strength. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise. Godly wisdom will give you the prudence to foresee that evil and hide yourself. So wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men. Beloved, this is one example of a young man void of wisdom and understanding, walking into sin, walking into a snare, walking into one of Satan's trap sticks. That's why, beloved, we need the wisdom of God. That's why Paul says to the Colossians, let the word of Christ dwell in you in all wisdom so that you can apply it to your life, so that you can go the other way rather than sinning, so that your eyes look right on and they don't look to the right hand or to the left to sin, so that you're not overtaken with lust, because you know that if you look in certain places or listen to certain things or go down certain streets, then you're walking right into a temptation. James says every man is tempted, or woman, when they are drawn away of their own lust and enticed. We need the wisdom of God, brethren. It strengthens the wise with a strength that we need. Here, many strong men have been slain by this woman, or might we say, by this sin. Proverbs 5, verse 1, notice, just back up. Solomon says, my son, attain unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to mine understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Beloved, we are to have this wisdom of God in us. So, beloved of God, the wisdom of God within is so much more powerful than the brute strength of more than 10 mighty warriors in a city. One more example I'll give you, and it's the wisdom of Noah, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7. Hebrews 11 and verse 7. Listen, this is the book of wisdom. You have it in your laps. I hear the pages turning. This is the book of the wisdom of God. I will tell you tonight, every day, get some of it. And when you get it, keep it. And when you keep it, cultivate it. And when you cultivate it, live it. And listen to it. Listen, we need it, beloved. Or we'll be like this simple man that walked down that street and fell into that sin. And it doesn't have to be that particular sin, beloved. When we walk out into the world foolishly, without the strength of wisdom in the inner man, then we're ripe for the pickings. We'll walk into a snare. We'll fall by a trap stick. We'll find ourselves in the middle of something that we will regret. This is of Noah. The scripture here says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, here's a wise man, moved with fear. He moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. There was a wise man by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. What a great example for us. Beloved, if you're like me, you want this strength that comes from God. You want this wisdom of God in your inner man. And so we'll close where we started, James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, or let her ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man or woman think that they shall receive anything of the Lord. So, beloved, ask the Lord and eat the book. Eat the wisdom of God. Take it in. Immerse yourself in it. Believe it. Obey it. And ask God to strengthen you in it. Amen. Let's dismiss in prayer. Lord, we ask for your blessings. Father, we pray that you would give us this wisdom, O God. As Solomon said, wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men that are in a city. And Father, what an example we have in chapter 9 of that poor wise man that delivered that city from that great army. Father, we desire, O God, the wisdom of God to keep us from sin in this life. Father, we desire the wisdom of God that we sin not with our lips. Father, that we would ponder the paths of our feet, that all of our goings, our comings would be established in thy ways, O God, that we would walk with you and in the light of your Holy Scripture. Help us, Lord. You told us thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. And so, Father, help us to walk every step of this life, Father, according to your word. Help us, Father, as we, Lord, go to our homes tonight now, and I pray that we would take the good seed of the word, that we would cultivate it in our hearts. Help us, Heavenly Father. We need you even now. We need this strength in the inner man. Help us, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, brethren, let's update some requests.